Welcome to the Fearless Femme podcast. Get ready for unfiltered chats that fuel your hustle and empower your spirit. We're here to teach you how to boldly own your space, crush fear, and tackle mindset, all while diving into things like business, marketing, and lifestyle. So get ready to boss up with us. If you are listening to this podcast, you're probably an entrepreneur. So you have to go to my link in bio on my Instagram at It's Emily Schwann and download my very new free guide, which is called the Fearless Femme Formula. Now, I did release this before and I actually went back and added a bunch more value to it. This is a beginner's guide to a fearless mindset and digital domination. So this is like the foundations of everything that I talk about and teach. And if you're an entrepreneur, you absolutely have to download this guide. I promise. It's my exact formula that I'm using, have used in my businesses, and am using to build my online empire. And you guys are going to watch me do it. So go download that free guide. I hope you guys love it. It has journal prompts in it. It has basically everything you need to cultivate that fearless mindset and become that digital expert, which leads me to my next point. The Fearless Femme Digital Roadmap is going to be released soon. And this is a program that's going to be so in-depth, no BS, no gatekeeping guide to everything you will need to amp up your digital game. And it is going to be so good for people that don't know how to go about starting their business. Or if you already have a business and your strategy is not converting into sales, and you want to optimize that messaging and branding, this is going to help you so much to do that. It's also going to include a community of like-minded entrepreneurs that you can join. It's a private community page, Fearless Femme Society, and I'm so excited, you guys. So if you want to join the waitlist, go on to my link in my bio on my Instagram or click the show notes and you can add yourself to the VIP waitlist for when that's released. Welcome back to episode 2 of the Fearless Femme podcast. I'm your host, Emily, and I'm so happy that you're listening. So thank you so much. It really does mean the world to me. And I am blown away by the feedback I got on the very first episode. So if that is any indication or motivation for you to step out of your comfort zone and try something new, then you should do that because it was not easy pressing the post button on Buzzsprout where I post my podcast. And when I did it, it was almost like a release. Like I was just like, I did it. Like it did also feel like I was standing naked in front of the world and exposing myself, but it also felt like something that I've been wanting to do for so long. And my own self-doubts and fear, which we covered in the first episode, but something that really held me back from doing that. And something else that holds people back a lot and something I have struggled with a lot when starting new things, because I've done a lot of different things in business. If you know me, you know I have done candle making. I have flipped furniture for a living. I have done interior design. I have done all the things. And something that definitely holds me back before I start something or is this self-doubt in my head of, why bother starting this when other people have done it and they have done it better? And this is something that still comes up. And I feel like I really want to dive into that and how you can actually push through that to really reach your fullest potential and see all of the opportunity in front of you. I can almost guarantee that 99% of people before they start something think, why should I bother when other people do it and they do it better? Like, honestly, I don't think anyone starts something and feels 100% confident and 100% unique. Okay, so let's talk about when you feel like, why bother, or someone else has already done it, or the market is super saturated. What is actually going on with that mindset? So what is happening there? And I have done this so many times, even starting this podcast. I'm like, why bother? People have done it. Like I'm looking and I'm like, oh my God, there's so many wildly successful podcasters and like way more experience than me. And that is true. There's literally always going to be someone that's doing better than you. But the thing is, what are you going to do with that information? Are you just going to let your dream go and not pursue it because there's other people that are doing better than you? The answer should be no. And I was just talking to a friend. This is a good example of this. And it's someone who, from the outside, I'm like, they'd be perfect at podcasting. Like, they're super smart. They know what they're talking about. Like, you should be a podcaster. And she was telling me something and I told her, I'm like, you should make your own podcast literally about that subject. And she was like, what? And what? And talk about what everyone else says. And I'm like, yeah, but it's because it's you. It's different. It's your unique voice, your perspective, your life experience. Like, yes, there are other people in that same field doing that, but they're not you. And like, you hear that all the time. Like, being you is your superpower, but that is literally like the foundation of your business. Like, being authentic and being yourself is literally your brand. And if you can't harness that, like, you need to truly, truly believe that with everything in you, because I feel like as soon as you get rid of this like limited belief that there's other people that are better than me and, you know, I'm not worthy of success and whatever those beliefs are, you're literally going to open up like a floodgate of opportunities. So I would say like, get rid of that mindset completely, because there's room for all of us to grow. There is space for every single person to be successful. And we truly all are different and bring something different to the table. Like, there's so many people out there with podcasts and they're all over social media and people that are starting businesses and doing all of the things. And honestly, no two of them are the exact same. Like, there are so many people that I follow online that are within like the same niche, but they're so different. And they're different in like their approach, their personal experiences, how they share their content, even their editing style. Like, there's certain people that I specifically follow because of that, or I'll spend more time on their page because of certain things. But they're all in the same kind of niche, but they're not the same, but they're all successful in what they're doing. And that's proof that you can be, and there is space for everybody. And it doesn't mean that someone is better than the other person, but it all really comes down to preference. A good example is Burger King and McDonald's. So they have the same idea. It's fast food, but some people like Big Macs and some people like Whoppers. And both businesses are wildly successful because they have their own customers who love them for what they do and what they offer. One common mistake many of us make, and I've been guilty of it too, is feeling intimidated or jealous of other businesses or people that could be like a competitor to you. And when we see their success, easy to fall into a trap of like feeling jealous and comparing yourself to them. And here's the thing. Their success and knowledge can actually be incredibly valuable for us. So instead of letting ourselves be consumed by jealousy, we can use their achievements as inspiration and motivation for our own journey. Think about it. If someone has achieved success in a similar field, it's proof that it's possible. So you can do it too in your own way. Their accomplishments can serve as kind of like a roadmap for us to learn from and adapt to our own goals and aspirations. So rather than seeing them as competition, we can view them as mentors and study their strategies, understand what their process is, learn from their mistakes. And just to share a little bit about my story is, you know, I didn't want to start this podcast. I was afraid to start this podcast. And it's kind of funny because I named the podcast Fearless Femme Podcast, but because that's really the basis of my life is fear and being held down by fear. But I didn't want to start this podcast because I felt that there were people doing it better than me. Like, I felt all the things that you feel when you're starting something new and you're just like, why bother? Like, why? There's other people out there that are far more experienced and influential and all of the things. But then I thought, no one has had my experience in my life. Like, I have been through some pretty insane things in my life. My friend actually jokes all the time. Her and I, we always laugh about this, is that like, I should literally write a book or write a thriller book series or movie about my life, because it is, some parts are a little bit surreal, but you know what? That really builds character. So pieces of that are part of me. They're a huge part of me. They make up who I am, and that influences, you know, my perspective on things, and I have opinions and I have my own thoughts, and I've had experiences that give me different perspectives on situations. And because of that, that does make me unique. I really think that people need to harness that more and just like dig into who they really are and be open to sharing that with the world. Because again, being you, being yourself, like that is your superpower in your business, and people will connect to that. People want to connect to real people. And I think by being more authentic and sharing more about who you are and where you've come from is going to resonate with a lot of people. That's also why I think that you should step out and do the thing that you're afraid of, because people may connect to a story that you share about your life, and that's why they'll follow you. Even though you're in the same niche as someone else, they may hear something that you went through in your childhood. And I'm not saying you have to disclose all of your childhood traumas. I could actually make a podcast about that, but we're not going to go there. but I think that there is beauty in being authentic and being who you are and being open to that. Like, I feel like with social media, it's so, so curated and fake. And I feel like we're kind of moving into a different style, I guess, on social media. People are being a little bit more authentic and showing, you know, real, true, like behind the scenes. And I think that's really important, because the past, what, 10 years or more have been super curated and have created this facade that things are picture perfect when they're totally not. So I feel like being that authentic person online is going to be huge for a personal brand and for your business. And again, that's what sets you apart, and it is what makes you unique. So you should start the podcast. You should start the YouTube channel. Another thing is, you may not realize that you're actually smarter or funnier or more charismatic than you think. Like, ask other people too, and like people that are close to you and that you trust and love and support you, not the general public, but just ask the people that are around you, like, what do they think about you? What do they think that your strong suits are? And we do a little bit more self-work and look in a bit about what your strengths are, and we gain some confidence about that. Because like for me, like even just this is my second episode, and my first episode I had people that were messaging me and texting me, and I literally could not believe the feedback that I got about, oh my gosh, you sound like a natural. And I'm like, what? Like, and I would have never ever had that thought myself, but like hearing it from someone else and knowing that that came from me putting myself out there, like I would have never heard that had I not done that. And I mean, that is a huge piece of me continuing to show up, and that fuels my confidence, and it makes me feel better about myself and makes me want to keep doing this. So I really want to drive home the fact that there is space for everyone in this world to be successful. And that may sound like hippy dippy and like pie in the sky, but it is true. And if you have a desire or a passion to do something, do it. Like, seriously, do it. You can do your research, you can come up with a strategy, do all the things. I think that you should do that, but don't not do it because someone else is doing it better. Because if that's the case, you're literally never going to do the thing that you love, because unfortunately, there's always going to be someone that's doing it better than you. And that should not hold you back from doing what you want to do. I feel like if you have a passion to do something, you should do it, and you should show the world by being authentic, being yourself, and share your story. Because at the end of the day, no one has walked in your shoes. No one has experienced life from your perspective. And that can totally change messages that we share and stories and just different strategies and perspectives on life. And that strongly influences who we are. And I feel like that's what actually makes people different, is personal experience. And you can't compare yourself to anyone, because nobody is you. And being you is literally your superpower in your business. So if you feel this way, I'm going to talk about some action steps that we can take together. And I am on this journey too. I am not like, hey, I'm a podcaster. I'm super confident. Like I am, it's a daily struggle. Okay. So these are things that I am working on and that I think that you could benefit from when it comes to feeling like I'm not good enough and you have all these self-doubts, nobody will listen to me, who cares? These are some action steps that we can take together to kind of navigate that. So number one is recognize and challenge your negative beliefs. So start by identifying what beliefs or self-limiting thoughts that are holding you back. So beliefs like, I'm not good enough, nobody will listen to me, or I'll never succeed. Once you know what these beliefs are, challenge them by asking yourself for evidence to support or refute them. So you'll oftentimes find that these beliefs are actually based on assumptions and not facts. So they're probably not true. These are things that we just say about ourselves, but it's like when we really dive deeper, it's like, well, maybe that's actually not right. And number two would be cultivate self-compassion. This is huge. Treating yourself with kindness and compassion, especially when you're facing challenges or setbacks, is super, super important. And I feel like it, once you understand that failure is a natural part of growing and learning, it doesn't define your worth as a person. So practicing self-compassionate talk, acknowledge your efforts, like actually give yourself credit for what you're doing, no matter how small it is. And number three, focus on learning and growth, which if you're an entrepreneur, you know, this is literally never ending. You should be committed to learning and growing, always, always evolving. So instead of viewing failure as like a final outcome, reframe it as an opportunity for learning and growth. If you adopt a growth mindset, believing that your abilities and intelligence can be developed through dedication and hard work, embrace challenges as opportunities to stretch your skills and expand your capabilities. Number four is a really good one, and it's set realistic goals and expectations for yourself. So this is something that I am actually working on, is break down your goals into smaller, more achievable steps and focus on completing them each week instead of like having super unrealistic expectations for yourself and then not reaching them and then feeling like a failure and then repeating that process over and over again. And then you ultimately get nothing done. That is where I've been, and I kind of dip in and out of occasionally, and I have to catch myself. So I would suggest just breaking down your goals into smaller achievable steps and actually celebrate your progress along the way and realize what you've done and give yourself credit for that. If you set realistic expectations for yourself, it will help reduce the feelings of overwhelm so much, and you'll actually feel more confident in your ability to succeed because you're actually getting things done, and it totally boosts your confidence. And this one is super important, especially when you're starting something new and you're putting yourself out there, and surround yourself with supportive people. People that actually uplift you, encourage you to be your best self. And if you don't have that, then seek out mentors, friends, or communities, if you can, who share your values and beliefs and who can actually provide you support and guidance. And if you don't have that, and if you're listening to this and we don't talk, like literally send me a DM. I just feel like I've struggled with this myself. I've been in Canada for 7 years, which is actually insane to say, but since I've lived in Canada, it's been really hard for me to find people that I have a really close connection with. And especially as I continue to grow and evolve in entrepreneurship and being a business owner and all of the things, it's really hard to find people that are in the same type of situation. I feel like I focus so much on like my business, and I've had my head down in my laptop, and like I've literally done nothing. Like I'm home every day, which is probably not healthy, but it's isolating. And I feel like if you have a community of people that are kind of in that same situation, you can help each other and support each other and encourage each other. Like that is everything. And I really hope to create a community like that one day. So If you feel like you have no support and you need a mentor or whatever, like just send me a DM. I'm happy to encourage you and just be a friend. I'm also looking for that in my life. So yeah, send me a DM and I'd love to talk to you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you guys could rate the podcast, that would be amazing, and share it if you found it valuable. Obviously we are brand new, so I would love to try to grow and reach more people. And I'm just so grateful that you listened. So if you found this valuable, send me a DM, let me know what you thought of it, and I will catch you next week for episode 3. Bye.